Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Royster. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jose De Leon. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting third. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Fred McGriff. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Rance Mullinix. Batting 8th. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Garth Eorg. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, John Cerutti. And now, play ball. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus strikes out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Cerutti covering, for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a pop-up towards third. Mullinix settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is hit by the pitch. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby strikes out. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a fly ball into left field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fernandez. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Fernandez steals second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is called out on strikes. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield strikes out. Two outs. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Manrique reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 1 in the game. Redus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Redus reaches second base with a double. Manrique scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0 for 1 in the game. Royster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Redus scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Mosby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fernandez moves to second. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. Witt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fernandez scores. Mosby moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 1 in the game. Calderon strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 0 for 1 in the game. McGriff hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams. McGriff reaches second base with a double. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Barfield bunts towards the mound. De Leon fields it and throws to first for the out. McGriff moves to third. One out. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullinix hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Calderon. Mullinix reaches second base with a double. McGriff scores. It's White Sox, 2, Blue Jays, 2. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. Upshaw reaches third base with a triple. Mullinix scores. It's 3-2, Blue Jays. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Eorg hits a pop-up towards short. Dillon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Manrique takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Redus hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mosby hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Witt for the out. 2 outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McGriff is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Royster hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Royster reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 2 in the game. Calderon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Eorg catches it and throws to second with Fernandez covering, to double up Royster. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Barfield strikes out. 1 out. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mullinix for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Upshaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Witt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullinix fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Eorg hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mosby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mosby. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Mosby steals second. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Kelly Gruber now playing second base. Garth Eorg now playing third base. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Manrique strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen strikes out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Redus for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell is hit by the pitch. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McGriff strikes out. There goes Bell. The throw from Fisk to Guillen, and Bell is out. Two outs. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Barfield hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Henke now pitching. Donnie Hill pinch hits for Jerry Royster. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hill for the out. one out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 3 in the game. Calderon strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.